It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishinah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too terrible. I hear the weather's going to get pretty decent here pretty quick.
Yeah, not too bad.
Almost like 60 degrees here in the coming days.
Yeah, almost getting there on Saturday.
Wow. I thought we saw the end of that stuff a while back.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed, though. Brett's in the studio with us this morning. As we get things going this morning, he'd like to tell you about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Oh, just wonderful. We're looking for some nice weather. It's going to help out a little bit. So, Camblin Plumbing and Heating is 94 years old this year. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been with Lennox for 69 years. With that kind of longevity, you can be sure of the quality we represent. You can be sure of the warranty situations. You can be sure of the expertise of our installers and repairmen with all of our schooling and continuity with one manufacturer of heating and cooling products. You can be sure of us carrying most of the parts that might be necessary to repair any Lennox furnace. You can be sure of the value of what you buy and its longevity. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Ted Schultz is with us this morning. Ted is currently the Sports Information Director at Grinnell College, which means he has his hands full most nights on basketball games. Ted, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Pretty good. Atlantic not foreign to you.
No. I was... sports editor there. I was at the Clinton, or at the Atlantic News Telegraph from 88 to 93.
You bet. And Ted's a friend of ours, and we had an opportunity to kind of catch up the other day, just kind of visiting, because last week a young fellow by the name of Jack Taylor tossed in a couple of points over there in a Grinnell College basketball game. It caught a lot of attention around the country, really around the world. He ended up with, 138 points in a victory last week, and Grinnell's gotten a lot of publicity over the years because of the style, the up-tempo type of basketball that they play, but 138 points by a single player, was that completely out of the blue?
It was interesting. We had a couple of goals going into the game. You know, with our fast-paced system, we always know we're going to put up a lot of points. A current player on the team, a senior, Griffin Lynch, had the previous Division III record of 89 points. I was prepared for Jack to beat that. That was kind of the plan. Another plan was to break the NCAA record for points and a half by a team, which is 104. We didn't get that, but Jack obviously not only beat the Division III record, he beat the all-time NCAA record, which was 113. So I never would have thought 138. I would have thought maybe he would have scored 100.
Well, when you get to looking at this box score on that ball game, there was a kid from the other school, the other team, the losing team, that scored 70 points. If they'd have had one more kid score 70 points, they still wouldn't have won.
It was crazy. I think what was the term that I've seen used is the quietest 70 points in history, and that's probably pretty accurate. It was just a crazy game, and like you said, the world just exploded after that in terms of the media, you know, literally worldwide.
Yeah, what was that like afterward? Because you had to be just inundated immediately with requests for interviews and all kinds of information.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As soon as I got back to my office, I knew it was going to be big, and I had one of the basketball managers go tell Jack. I said, hey, you got to get to my office right away because I guarantee you we're going to have some interest in this. And I think as soon as I got back, a Sports Center, Associated Press, Des Moines Register, Good Morning America, we were literally in my office for probably 3.5 hours till 1 a.m. And at the same time, we had some players in there cutting up film on the computer because so many people wanted video clips. And then we were back in at 6 a.m. to talk to the Today Show, and literally from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., other than him going to class for 2 hours and a half-hour lunch, we were swamped. I mean, interview, you know, TV, radio, phone interview, Skype, you name it. We finished the night with Jimmy Kimmel, which was a lot of fun. We did a Skype with him, and that was awesome. That was a great time.
So you want to be famous, huh? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's somebody said that exact thing to me yesterday.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like? Now, and that's great. And he's a good young man, too. You and I were talking about this the other day. You know, if you had to find a kid who was going to have this kind of attention brought on him, it's nice to have a kid with the kind of level head that he has.
Yes, exactly. In fact, it's funny that we'd kind of cut off interviews for the most part as of about Monday because, you know, we were getting a lot of just obscure things, even though it slowed down a little bit. But the one we've had some, he's a very devout Christian, and he has had some Christian radio talk shows express interest in talking to him, and he's really had a lot of interest in talking to them. And you know, they're not like we need it now type of thing. It's like sometime in the next week or two. And those are the ones I think we're going to pursue from here, simply because of his interest in that.
Mm-hmm. It's been quite a whirlwind for him. Hey, I want to talk about you, though. As sports information director, you've got a lot on your plate, you know, from promoting what's going on there. And there's a lot of web work nowadays. 40 years ago, it was a lot easier, I think, to be an SID. You had to do everything by hand, but you didn't have to deal with all the web stuff, too. But on top of that, you know, game nights, aren't you the guy who's in charge of making sure all the stats are right?
Yeah. You know, the computer program that we run, StatCrew, basically, I keep complete stats for both teams, and it's funny because people, in fact, I even had an email from a fellow SID saying that had to be a nightmare keeping stats for that game, and really, it wasn't so bad because on the computer program, Y is a three-pointer, his number's three, so as long as I had my fingers on the Y and the three, I was going to be okay.
Did you wear those keys out?
but you have to have a really good spotter. I employ one student worker as a spotter, and he you know, he catches a lot of times the assists. We sub in a new five guys every 35 seconds. So you have to have a really good spotter that can just shout out numbers really quickly to you. And if you have that, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, right. For those who don't know and haven't really paid that much attention, can you kind of describe the type of basketball that Grinnell plays?
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly not traditional. I guarantee you, James Naismith is probably rolling over in his grave right now. Basically, we try to put up a shot every 12 seconds, preferably a three-pointer. We sub a new five guys in every 35 seconds, almost like a hockey line shift type of thing. Hope to put up 94 shots, I think the figure is, in a game. Get a third of our misses in terms of offensive rebounds and force. I can't think of the number of turnovers, 20-some, I think. And if we do those things, we win most of the time. And it's insane. It is not traditional basketball by any stretch, and it's fun to watch. In fact, when Coach Arsenal came in the late 80s, early 90s, we hadn't had a winning season in like 30 years, I think it was, and he basically said, well, you know, we've got to do something to change this, and we've got to make it fun. So he told the players, hey, we're either going to slow it down, or we're going to speed it up. What do you want to do? And we sped it up, and that's what we've been doing.
Wow. Do you get a lot of interest elsewhere? I mean, are there more, you know, people in the seats, perhaps, that maybe wouldn't otherwise come to Grinnell College games because they're intrigued by what's going on?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to one of the students yesterday, one of the basketball players, actually, and they had said, like, a lot of the Grinnell sporting events, the students or the fans are usually just student-athletes from other sports. Basketball is a different story, though. I mean, you get a lot of town people there. You get a lot of students who aren't athletes who come to the game. So basketball is definitely men's basketball is definitely the primary sport in terms of interest at our college, far and away.
Well, I know Grinnell College has a strong history and a strong tradition for academics there as well, and does draw an international type of student body there. But what about the student athletes? Is it easier to recruit because of that? Do kids want to come and play that system?
You know, I think to an extent it does make it a little bit easier. Now the other side of the coin, and again, I had this conversation just yesterday with somebody, a former player, is that if you're recruiting somebody, you can only say, well, I can only guarantee you're going to play 15 minutes in a game or something like that, or 17 minutes because of the line shift. some people don't always take to that, but for the most part, you can say, you know, there's a good chance we're going to average 110, 115 points a game during this season. That's usually a pretty good draw, and I think because of that, you know, this year, we have such a large roster that we have two guys that don't even have numbers. Like, our roster size is 22. So I think it does intrigue a lot of people in terms of people, especially that are shooters. They love to come here, and, you know, if you know you can just go in for 35 seconds and then get a little bit of a rest. If you're interested in that kind of basketball, I think it does intrigue a lot of people and helps recruiting a little bit.
Well, there is some criticism out there, too. Some people look at it and say, well, that's just not basketball.
Yes, absolutely there's criticism. And I guess my response to that is, you know, you show me in the rule book where you can't score 179 points in the game, and then we won't do it anymore. But until I see that, I think we will go keep shooting.
Just keep firing away. Hey, Ted, can I ask you real quick? You mentioned that you kind of knew this was coming that night, that there was an effort to break some records and stuff that evening. Why that kid? Why Jack Taylor?
You know, that's interesting. He was recruited by us. His whole story is interesting. He was recruited by us coming out of college, or out of high school, excuse me. And then he was actually getting recruited by Columbia University, tore his ACL, went to a prep school, then tore his ACL. So then we kind of recruited him again. He went to Wisconsin La Crosse. We kept recruiting him, finally got him. But I was told by Coach Arsenal back this summer when he was coming in, he says, "This kid, I will guarantee you, can lead the nation in scoring. He is the real deal." So I think they picked him because of that. Now, the funny thing, though, is that his first two games of the season, he didn't shoot well at all. So I think there was a little bit of concern in terms of, you know, whether they should have him as the go-to guy for this particular game. But I think they wanted to build his confidence. So they went to him. And in terms of scoring, he far and away, even more so than our previous record holder, Griffin Lynch, has the most versatility. I mean, he can drive, he can shoot the three, he can, I mean, I've never seen a kid so quick. I mean, it's really, really amazing to watch him.
Got to get down there and see a game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When's the next ball game?
We play at Knox College tonight, and then we are at home against Ripon College on Saturday.
What's the over-under on total points?
Well, you know, Knox, geez, I don't know.
Should we just go with 300? Just go with 300, huh?
I think tonight I'm going to say 120 for the team.
Oh, okay, for just your team. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
I have no idea what Knox is like. Yeah, I don't think they're very good, though.
Do you ever run, I got to ask real quick before we go, do you ever run into a situation, because I know you guys try to dictate the tempo in a ball game, do you ever run into a situation where somebody absolutely is bound to determine they're going to slow you down and run a four-corner set or something and try to just take the air out of it?
You just described Lake Forest College, who's in our conference. There are certain teams in our conference who are really good playing against us, and we have a lot of trouble with Lake Forest, St. Norbert, and Carroll University, three teams that we really have a lot of difficulty with. But Lake Forest is infamous for going back to the Princeton style of basketball against us, and it's a 180 polar opposites.
So if you want to see a good old-fashioned tug-of-war, that would be the one to go.
Yeah, those games are interesting, to say the least.
All right. The tide fighting the tide.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ted, thanks a lot. Say hi to Marcia, and good luck to you, and keep your eyes open. Don't blink.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All right, you bet. Take care.
Yep, bye.
All right. We're going to turn things back over to Brett. He wants to tell us more this morning about, I'm tired just listening to him, actually. I can't imagine watching all that.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating is celebrating 94 years in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and time again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 94 years has given us the benefit of experience to give you, the customer, the best in products and the best in installations and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and many more are the names of products you can trust in. The amount of installations that we have done in the area proves that we are a premier contractor, and our reputation for dealing with repairs or problems is strong. Give us a call next time, and we promise we will do it right. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. Thought of the day today is by Khalil Gibram. It is well to give when asked, but it is better to give unasked through understanding.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. And again, my thanks to Ted Schultz for spending a little time with us here this morning. You know, I wanted to kind of should have asked him, too. I was kind of wondering what kind of preseason conditioning those kids must go through to be able to run that kind of offense. And then I got to thinking, well, you don't really have to imagine it. Brett puts his folks down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating through exactly the same kind of conditioning program. So just stop down.
You can
see
tell
it in
we're all trimmed down there.
Always running. That's
right.
Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.